Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today Breakfast Briefing. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Friday, the 10th of September. Thank God it's Friday. And as usual, with all the information contained in this briefing, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this briefing. And if you need to, you can pause the PowerPoint slide here and read the disclaimer in full. And if you're listening on a podcast, head on over to our website and you can read the disclaimer there. All right, well, another soggy night on the Dow. I think that's four in a row now for the US markets on the downward cycle. The Dow Jones fell 152 points or 0.43% to 34,879. NASDAQ down 0.25%, 38 points to 15,248. And the S&P 500, slightly worse than all of those, was down 21 points or 0.46% to 44.93. As a result, we are seeing our SPY futures up 25 points. We did fall 143 points yesterday. So it was a big, big fall yesterday, and not really surprising that we're going to see a little bit of bounce back today, a little bit of bargain hunting. And also our futures markets, certainly our market yesterday, saw US futures markets around these kind of levels when we closed. So although the Dow is lower, it was to be expected. So S&P ASX 200 SPY futures up 25 points, 7,391 at least on the open. That's the guide. Anyway, VIX index, that volatility measurement, CBOE option pricing, rose 4.7%, as you would expect, given the fall in the Dow, and a little bit of appetite for risk and a little bit of appetite for insurance. 18.8 the level, so hardly exciting, but certainly keeps bouncing off that 16 level. Brent crude fell 1.6% last night, $1.15 to $71.45, and WTI fell 1.67%, or $1.16 to $68.14. Why did the oil price fall, apart from global growth concerns? Also, news overnight that China would be releasing some of its strategic stockpile of oil reserves, given that we did see those PPI and CPI inflation numbers yesterday, both above expectations. So China's still trying to get commodity prices under control. Gold, though, managed a $6.50 rise, up 0.36% to $1,800 dead on the noggin. And iron ore, though, continued to fall 1.92% down at $2.55 to $130.50. This has been the point of support. So it'll be interesting to see whether we do get a bounce off 130 or we keep heading lower. As far as other commodities go, last night they fared slightly better. Copper up 1.4%, nickel up 2.6%, aluminium up 1.4%, zinc up 0.5%, lead up 0.8%, tin up 2.9%. So slightly better for all those metals. And the uranium price continues to push higher as well for those uranium bulls out there, as the physical uranium fund run by Mr. Sprott has been considerably a big influence on uranium pricing and buying uranium in the spot market. Aussie dollar 73.68. As far as the S&P 500 goes, you can see that it tried hard but failed, ultimately closing near its lows. We did see some selling last night in the US in Apple, down 0.7%, Google down 0.1%, Microsoft down 1%, Amazon down 1.2%, Netflix down 1.4%. In BHP and Rio overnight in the US, we saw BHP down around 0.9% and Rio down around 2%, with its hip to be square down 1.25% yesterday evening as well in the US. So that will feed through into our Afterpay numbers here. But Affirm, which is one of Afterpay's rivals in the US, had a really good night. Good results. Well, bigger loss, but bigger merchant fees than expected. And the stock rallied 18% after hours, so a pretty good result there. Major stories coming out of the US. The major story, I guess, last night was the ECB. And Christine Lagarde was channeling her Margaret Thatcher and said the lady is not for tapering. And that was enough to convince the market that tapering may be in the ECB. And the Eurozone is still some way off. But they are watching and waiting and still in a stimulatory environment. So not a huge change there. Dow falling, as I said last night, and the S&P and NASDAQ also falling. US initial jobless claims hit another pandemic low. European stocks were mixed. The Stoxx 600 fell by 0.1%, and US bond yields fell, and major currencies were mixed against the US dollar. And base metal prices climbed. I've just ran through the base metal prices, and that was a direct result of those Chinese factory gate inflation numbers hitting a 13-year high there. As far as our market goes today, what's on the cards? Not a lot on our economic front, but a bit coming from New Zealand. We've got credit card spending for retail in August and net migration for July. And overseas tonight, we do have US PPI numbers for August. And Joe Biden made a big speech this morning, or in US time last night, in terms of vaccinations and incentives and I guess disincentives for the 80 million that of Americans that are still yet to be vaccinated with even one dose. Fin Review today is covering the iron ore price heading lower, and it has said that the silver lining is there, so it's taking the glass half full approach to this big fall in the iron ore price from 220 to 130, and it's saying that the lower prices keep the supply out of the market. It means that marginal suppliers from India, say China, are going to struggle a little bit, as will Brazil to some extent. They were relying on higher prices. You can see that in the likes of Mount Gibson and Grange Resources here. They've been absolutely smacked on the back of this iron ore fall. And Simantu, which is in Guinea, which is already in the news because of the military coup that we've seen in the last week or so, that project has just got much harder at $130 a ton iron ore. So there may be some silver lining, and the newspaper commentator and some analysts suggesting that although the earnings won't be as huge because of the fall in the price, it will go on for longer. So lower for longer rather than higher for shorter, I guess, is the answer there. In terms of Rio, we've done 2% down, and BHP down around 0.9%. 10-year yields in the US back to 1.30, and Australia 1.26. Germany still negative 0.36. And we have seen the AMA Group, which is the smash repair business, looks like they're opting for a convertible note to recapitalize the business. Affirm, which is the big US buy now, pay later stock, which has been on an absolute tear since listing, and made a loss of $128 million. So that was a lot bigger than the market had expected. But the stock has risen 18% after hours. And Z Energy is talking up the bid from Ampol. Z is not dead, baby. So they certainly seem to be quite keen on that Ampol bid. And interestingly, Crown paid out close to $24 million to outgoing executives. There's money well spent. And ARENA, which is a government body on renewable energy, has said that hydrogen production at commercial scale may still be a decade away. So something to bear in mind for all those people getting very excited about hydrogen. It is still a long way away from commercial production. Oil Search and Santos, the merger under threat. PNG, apparently the PNG government demanding some better terms. And Washington Soul Pattinson's has mandated a couple of brokers, Canaccord Genuity amongst them, to list its business Round Oak Minerals in a potential listing. So watch out for that one. Question of the day today, were you brave yesterday? Did you buy the dip? It has been the mentality for a long time. We did see 143 points wiped off the index yesterday. Banks especially hard hit with some losses in Combank, say, of 2%. So did you buy the dip? Did you get the courage and the technical systems, I guess, some of those indicators? Did you buy that dip? That's it for me today. Thanks very much for listening. Head on over to the Facebook discussion group. Love to have your thoughts, ideas and insights as usual. It's a great group, members helping members. We've got Ask the Analyst tonight at 5 p.m. So far I've got 293 people registered for that session tonight, so it's going to be quite a long session, I suspect, and probably go over the hour. But don't worry if you miss it or you don't get your question answered. By all means, please email me. You can always do that. And the other thing, of course, is you can watch it in iView or on demand, I guess, on a recording after the event over the weekend or at your leisure. So that's always a bonus. But that's it for me today. Have a great day. Let's hope it's better than yesterday.